God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. What we often call the holiday season, that is the time between Thanksgiving and New Year's, that general time, is a time where we see something very graphically illustrated that is always true, but not always so obvious. And that is the generational play between the elder and the parents and the younger, or the children. You can see those generations interacting one with another. And that's very important because no matter your age, there's a sense in which you are the link between what was and what will be, or at least what can be. As Moses was addressing the children of Israel about to go into the land, he was addressing a people who were not the parents when they came out of Egypt, and would not be the children who would be born or grow up in the land that God had promised them. And so in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 1, he says, "Therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God." Verse 2 says, "And know ye this, for I speak not with your children which have not known and which have not seen the chastisement of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his stretched out arms, and his miracles, and what he did unto the army of Egypt, and what he did unto Dathan and Abiram," he says in verse 6. Verse 7, "But your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord which he did." And then he goes on to say, "Therefore keep the commandments." Why? "That ye may be strong, and that ye may prolong your days in the land." You see there a direct address to, quote, thou, that is, the people who were the adults, the people that were making the decisions. The previous generation had passed off the scene. So he makes reference a couple times to your fathers and what they'd seen, and you remember, and your children, which to whom God was not speaking directly at that moment. You know, the Bible often talks about the land of the living, the Bible simply means here and now. And that includes you, regardless of your age. You know, what we enjoy in the, quote, land of the living is the brief time between the past and eternity. So in the previous chapter, chapter 10, verse 22, the Bible says, "Thy fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons," and basically God brought them out a nation, is what he's saying. And then he addresses the people that were the next generation directly in the next chapter, chapter 11, verse 1. And then in verse 2, he says, "Now I'm not speaking to your children, I'm speaking to you." So you aren't your fathers, you're not your children, you are the link. You're the link between what was and what can be. Later he says in verse 21, "that your days may be multiplied and the days of your children in the land which the Lord swear unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth." So you're the link between your fathers and your children. You know, years ago, old people would sometimes, in some cultures, box the years of young people at important events, like a royal wedding or some other notable event. And the idea was, which sounds cruel, they would box their ears to help them remember the important event. You know, we remember what is dramatic and traumatic, and so when you're 5 years old, you may not remember the importance. You may not notice the importance of a royal wedding, for instance, but you might remember getting your ears boxed. It was a way, crude though it might have been, of passing on the memory of something significant well beyond the lifetime of the person helping a young person to remember. So today, without boxing ears, you are the link between what was and what can be. You're not a slave to the past, but you are a link to the future. So regarding the fathers, they were told to remember. Remember what God did. Remember how he brought you out of Egypt. Remember how he provided for you and conquered the armies of Egypt, and how he disciplined, judged Dathan and Abiram when they rebelled against God as his own people. So remember your fathers. It's important to remember. We have, both personally and collectively, such a short memory, and it's very important because the way to know what's coming down the pike is to know what has been. So remember the fathers. And then regarding children, he says, teach your children. They weren't there when you left Egypt, and you'll not be there in the future. So he says, honor me that I can prolong your days. And then he says, honor me in verse 21, that I can multiply your days. Now, is there a difference between prolonging one's days and multiplying one's days? Well, there was, I believe, a very specific and literal blessing for those that honored God as His chosen people, Israel, by prolonging their days in the land that God had given them. But there's a difference between prolonging and multiplying. You know, God told Adam and Eve to multiply and replenish the earth. Well, you know what? Along with multiplying and replenishing the earth, we ought to multiply and replenish days and the truth that gives them joy. And so as we leave children on this earth, we ought to leave them with a memory of what has been and a determination to honor God in what will be.